I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Strikes continue throughout Darfur State as Sudan's civil war rages on. Tens of thousands of people were executed in El-Fasher, Darfur, in December and January. Many of those who were targeted belonged to the Masalit tribe. At least 6,000 people were slain in just 3 days. A gospel worker we'll call John partners with Sudanese church planters.
Many of them are from Darfur. The statistics are not statistics to them. They're losing family and friends and property. In the middle of that loss, they're trusting God.
With the help of Greater Reach Alliance, believers are making Christ known among the Masalit. 14 of the 25 latest graduates lost family and close friends in the massacre at the end of 2025. Pray they'll experience the peace that only Jesus can offer. And amid global unrest, Mission Cry has sent two containers of Bibles and Christian books, worth $500,000 each, to spiritually needy people in China. However, Mission Cry President Jason Wolford notes that their opportunities to do so may be diminishing.
We look at what's going on with Iran right now. We see the alignment with China and Russia. And, you know, history has shown us that doors for the gospel don't stay open forever.
Mission Cry is still able to get resources into China, reaching approximately 30,000 people per container, an opportunity that many other ministries don't have.
We need to get the word of God into that area as much as we can, especially with the tensions that are going on. The need is great. We just need to keep getting the word into these areas.
Pray for Mission Cry's partners on the ground and the resources they continue to deliver. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.